T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
FM News Talk 97.1 Podcast. The Mark Cox Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is
The Mark Cox Show.
I respect that. We don't agree.
Listen to both sides.
This
Let's get it on.
Is The Mark Cox Show.
On AOC, just very quickly, the idea that we're all talking about the Green New Deal environmental policy, that's her doing.
But as a laughing stock.
I will make you feel better.
So.
Beauty fades, stupid's forever.
It must really suck to be that dumb.
Yeah, that is Dagan McDowell there on Fox yesterday with truer words that have never been spoken about the famous, infamous AOC. So, I'm just saying. Could be the bite of the day.
Kind of paid her a little bit of a compliment.
Well, you know, sort of a backhand. Would that be a backhanded comment?
Which I disagree with.
A top shelf backhanded. What was it? A top shelf.
She's got those realtor eyes.
Back shot. Oh, boy.
Whatever that means.
Whatever that means. Roseanne Barr said that time, and I'm not sure Roseanne Barr has
all of her marbles. So.
She said crazy
100%
eyes.
100% is not.
Like her eyes are open. She's wanting you to buy. She's wanting you to buy what she's selling. Hey, good Wednesday morning. Anybody get rolled out of bed by thunder this morning? Did you hear that roll through?
Doesn't wake me up, but I heard it once I was awake.
Yep. Same boat.
Yeah.
Same boat. I got stuck on my way to work. I had a deal like you guys did the other day with the road shut down. Gravois was shut down where I usually come in because of, I don't know what it was, if it was an accident or what, but there was like six cop cars. There were
Sue might be able to shed some light on this. She's in there nodding.
She can.
Wildly.
Yeah, that was a big accident. Trisha,
looked terrible. It was
It was a tractor trailer versus a car, so it wasn't good. That's
on Gravois?
Gravois at the 44-55 split right in there. Was that where you were?
Yep. Yeah, that's exactly where I was. Yep. Mm-hmm. I had to reroute a bit this morning. I hope everybody's okay.
I do too. I didn't hear the details of it. I just know that that's what it was. Yikes. Yeah, good morning.
Happy morning. We're a little rain out there. We still got the JB Bridge problem, right?
Yep. I saw a little piece on this on Channel 2 this morning. I thought it was interesting that they're trying to figure out what an issue is getting ambulances to hospitals with patients on time with that closure.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's something that never occurred to me.
Nope. Yeah, is that the Illinois side, the first responders are trying to figure out some way to alleviate this problem and get the ambulances there.
Yeah, and they talked to a woman who said it's taking 15 to 20 minutes longer. Because of the bridge closure.
Right.
And they're trying to figure out how to. So it's a really big deal.
That's crazy,
life or death. Because it really does take a while if you have to go all the way back around
255.
It's not just a minor inconvenience for people.
Exactly.
It's a bigger deal than that.
And in the afternoons, we still have a jam westbound on the Poplar and northbound Route 3. Obviously, it's not as bad as it is in the morning. But we still have jam. It's crazy.
I'll be honest with you, Sue. I've worked in this town since 1993 in media. I think there's been construction on the Poplar Street Bridge every year that I've been here.
I don't think a year has gone by
that there haven't been lanes blocked one way or the other on the PSB, which is fine.
Sure.
But then you have a mess like this, and it just complicates it more because everything gets choked down.
Well, it still drives me nuts that they shut down Highway 64 or 40, whatever, for years, and it's no different.
I know. Well, the interchanges are now different, not necessarily.
Better.
Yeah, there would be a debate upon that.
Yes. My opinion is it's not any better.
I'm taking the high road. I got to get information from these people.
Good. I'm with you.
Yes.
All right, Sue. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I complained about that loudly. I was there when they shut it down. I was there when they reopened it and let people jog down it and ride their bikes that day before they opened it to traffic. And when you look at it from the air, after it was all said and done and hundreds of millions of dollars were spent, The problem is they didn't straighten the darn thing out.
Yes.
Because they didn't want to spend any extra money in those high-end neighborhoods that it would have taken to seize property on either side of the highway and just straighten it out. So you still have the same slowdowns when you come around
which
the corner there.
Still did before.
Through the Galleria
right
and Big Bend and Hanley and all that always snags right in there. They did nothing to correct the problem. I mean, it's a beautiful highway, but doesn't fix anything. Doesn't.
It inconvenienced us for a few years when you had to go completely other direction, and then it's not any better afterwards.
No kidding. But. Well, you know, I went to the airport yesterday to get my mom. My mom flew in for my daughter's graduation, which is tomorrow. And
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I was a little flummoxed at the mess they've got out there. They've closed where you pick up passengers at Terminal 1. You can't go on that lower road that takes you, pulls you up where people walk out with their luggage and get picked up. Normally where you would catch the shuttle over to the parking areas. That's all been shut down. Now they redirect you into the parking garage, and you actually pick people up on the first level of the parking garage there. And then they don't charge you when you go back out. It's not like they're trying to make money off of it.
Yeah.
They're just rerouting you through there.
Because they're fixing that road, yeah.
But my mother uses a wheelchair now to get around in an airport, and whoever was running the wheelchair rolled her to the top level, up there where you drop people off. So I'm down there waiting for her, looking around. She's like, I'm standing outside looking for you.
Oh, no. Oh,
wait, no. Wait, whoa, whoa, whoa. You're outside? Because I'm inside.
Right.
No, I'm not inside.
Right.
I see it says American Airlines, United. I'm like, oh, crap. They've taken you up top. Mm-hmm. Then you got
to
go all the way out of there.
So did you have to go up to get her, or did they bring her down?
Oh, no. They had long abandoned her. So I had to go out of the parking garage, drive all the way around, and get back up on top. And, of course, then when you park the car, they don't want you to leave your car up there for security reasons.
Oh, yeah, no. They want you to, like, drop people off and keep rolling up there.
But I had to go get her and her luggage. So I told the TSA lady, I'm like, listen, you need to talk to your assistants here who are rolling people. I know they're all volunteers, but move to Tennessee.
Airports are such a cause of frustration and stress, aren't they?
Yes.
doesn't matter if you're going anywhere or picking somebody up.
Really doesn't.
Yeah.
You know, the big story we covered yesterday was this mess in Jeff City. At this time yesterday, the Senate was still in session. They were filibustering the GM incentive bill, but not really. That wasn't the GM incentive portion of it they were filibustering. Mm-hmm. They were filibustering the governor's portion of it that got added on with all this workforce development stuff.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
He's an illegitimate president in my mind. That's it. I think all the talk about impeachment and what the Democrats should do, that's fine. It's theoretical at this point. Let them investigate. Let them subpoena. Let them go to the Supreme Court. He's illegitimate. And my biggest fear is that he's going to do it again with the help of Vlad, his best pal, and we're going to be stuck for 6 more years with this guy. And that is terrifying. It's terrifying.
Would you be my vice president for a few days? Folks, look, I absolutely agree.
This is why Joe Biden is doomed. A couple of things about that soundbite, right? Biden is at an event. He's taking questions from the audience. This left-wing nut job who unfortunately represents a large percentage of the radical left in this country, the ones who stormed Congress over the Kavanaugh hearing, the ones who are still to this day absolutely brainwashed, convinced that Donald Trump didn't legitimately win the presidency in 2016. We saw the same thing back in 2000 when there was a close vote and it went to the Supreme Court. You had people arguing that Bush wasn't the legitimate president, but it wasn't like this. And you think to yourself, this is the electorate that Joe Biden is facing. And so he's got this wacko claiming
that he that that Donald Trump was not legitimately elected. Think about that for a minute. We held an election. There's no indication that there was a single Russian vote cast. And at the end of the day, Hillary Clinton lost the game to Donald Trump. She didn't win enough electoral votes to become president. She doesn't like that. I understand that. The left doesn't like that. I understand that. But when you argue that the outcome of that election was illegitimate, what you're basically saying is that the United States government is so corrupt that we just need to scratch everything and start over. And you know where they want to start. So Joe Biden, being the former vice president of the United States, who's been through the process, should have schooled this idiot in the way that our system works. He should have said, no, ma'am, Donald Trump is your legitimate president. He won the 2016 election. You need to wrap your brain around that and move forward. And what I'm offering you is an alternative to Donald Trump in 2020. And here's what I would do, but not Joe Biden. And this is going to be his downfall. What he said to her was, I absolutely agree with her.
Mm-hmm. And then he offered her a job.
Yeah.
Then he offered her a job as his vice president. Are you really Joe, the scatterbrained idiot we've suspected all along? Well, of course he is. This Joe Biden is no different than the one that failed miserably at running for president way back in 1988 when I first covered him running for president, and he's failed again since then. And here he is on his third try, thinking because he's Joe Obama, he's got a chance of being president of the United States because he happened to serve under Barack Obama, that he'll automatically be crowned. This is the problem he's going to face. I don't think Joe Biden really agrees with that woman, but he's willing to say and do anything to try to get elected president of the United States.
Pandering.
He should have shut her down, but he's scared to death to hack off that wing of the Progressive Party.
That'd be a hard deal to navigate, honestly, because that party's so divided. I'm not giving him any credit or like trying to cut him some slack here, because he should stand on principle and like
common sense, facts.
Correct. But that would be a very difficult thing right now with that party being so, like, a lot of them believe what that woman believed, which is incorrect. But trying to get those votes, that's a tough game to be playing for the Democrats.
This is why I argue all the time that Trump has changed the landscape for running for president in this country. And all you have to do is look at the fact that he's a non-politician. Nobody schooled in modern day politics would walk out in front of a crowd of cameras without having had a staff meeting ahead of time with their handlers to say, these are our talking points today. No matter what question they ask you, you pivot back to this point. They have people make hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, and I know a couple of them locally who make that kind of money, training people on how to handle the media. You've got to be slickly produced. You stick to your point. This is what you do. Donald Trump is the antithesis of that, because he's not a politician. He doesn't try to be a politician. He tells you what he believes, and then he moves forward on it. He doesn't put his finger up in the wind to see how it's going to float. And I don't see how you could go back. How could anybody?
Who the hell wants to change what we're doing now?
How do you go back after that? These people may hate him, but what Joe Biden did there is dishonest and distasteful, to not shut that liar down, and he won't do it, and that's pathetic.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
If you ban him in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
All right, we are happy to welcome Emily Taylor back to the show. Emily is with the U.S. Law Shield, and thrilled to have her on here again. Emily, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yeah, it's good to have you. You know, I was noticing yesterday that the state of Florida has now passed the law that's going to allow teachers to carry weapons in school. And we've talked a lot on this program about school security. I think having armed people on the property is certainly one of the answers. But, of course, the left, they're losing their mind over this possibility. What's your take on it?
Well, the studies have shown from these school shooters and from these mass shootings that the shooters give up quite easily when they encounter resistance. And that resistance can be armed or it can be unarmed. I mean, we saw tragically in Colorado recently that, you know, a young student there who was unarmed managed to take down the shooter. He lost his life in the process, but think of all the lives that he saved. That's the reality of a school shooting. And if you want to, you know, there is no grand solution that's going to stop these things all at once. We have to put in layers of safety. And a fantastic layer of safety is make sure that there are highly trained, of course, but highly trained armed individuals in the school ready to provide that life-saving resistance that we know works.
Amen. Yeah, and I've said so often that we understand places that aren't subject of attacks. They are courthouses. They are police stations. I mean, I'm looking at our federal courthouse down here and all the hoops you have to jump through to get in through the front door. Plus, they've got armed security guards walking around all the time. Now, I don't expect to turn our schools into prisons, but there are so many more things that our school districts could do, including making it very clear to everyone on the outside that there are people on the inside ready to defend this gun-free zone.
Yeah, absolutely. And I like people to think about this like we think about fire safety. There was not one solution for fire safety in schools. There were layers of protection that were put in place. Everything from just basic infrastructure and how the school was built for ingress and egress to, you know, a fire extinguisher in every room to fire retardant materials, things of that nature. There is not one solution for stopping school shootings. There are many. And what the gun control advocates would like to do is they would like to turn this into a black and white one solution issue. And that solution is guns are bad, make the guns go away. And that is just simply not practical, and it is not going to help our kids.
Yeah, we wonder what all was in this legislation, so I looked it up just so people would know. In addition to allowing local school boards to authorize teachers to be armed, it requires, you know, more extensive training than you would get through a regular concealed carry certification. It includes other safety provisions that would demand increased reporting of school safety incidents. And I think this is critical because when you look at what happened in Colorado recently, they found out that I ran a soundbite the other day with a former classmate of this kid who said a year ago he was in class telling people that every time a pencil dropped on the floor, he was going to start shooting someone. And he would walk around the classroom intentionally dropping pencils. Now, if that's not a red flag to somebody that this kid had some mental health issues, I don't know what else would be. But a year later, he was still in class doing the same things and nothing was done to him. So this has to, you're right, this has to be part of a bigger effort. And that's what this bill in Florida does.
The only thing I can say is that there are so many things we can be doing, and I am so proud of Florida for doing that. My home state of Texas, we've got provisions for arming teachers, although it is controversial down here as well. But, you know, the tragic thing is that the gun control advocates want to say, we have to do something, we have to do something, and they have no proposal for what to do, short of, you know, repealing banning the Second Amendment. And when these sorts of bills pass, they are very adamant that it is the wrong thing and it's dangerous and it's horrible without ever giving them a chance. And this is a good thing if it comes up. I mean, anyone who's listening, if it comes up in your state, read the bill. If you agree with the bill, reach out to your legislature, because this is really, really an important step.
Yep, I would agree with you completely. Emily Taylor is our guest, and if you do conceal carry, the reason we like to have Emily on, we talk about this, the company she represents and works with, U.S. Law Shield, provides, if you buy their service, it provides access to an attorney, correct?
Yeah, if you're ever put into the situation where you have to defend yourself or defend your family, and you can have to do that with either a firearm or any sort of legal weapon, you are perhaps charged criminally for that action or maybe sued civilly for the person's medical bills who got hurt, U.S. Law Shield provides a free attorney for any fallout, criminally or civilly, that could come from that action.
Yep, it's uslawshield.com is their website. Emily Taylor, thank you.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
There's a hockey game expected to break out this afternoon, this evening, 7 o'clock.
Yep.
Boy, that's a mildly catchy and irritating tune all
it's
at the
awful
same time.
And awesome.
Is it Baby Shark? Was that the original tune? Yep, I thought I knew. I thought I recognized it. Yeah.
This video has almost 400,000 views.
Wow.
It. Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
Yep. So we've got the link to that up there on the website, right? 971talk.com/Cox. And we're excited that the Blues played so well.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
What is this road thing they got going on?
I don't know, but it's fine with me, especially since Game 7, if we get to game, you know, going to Game 7 would be there and we're a road team. But let's win it here in 6. That sounds better to me.
I know the NHL must love it. I mean,
Well, the other series between the Hurricanes and the Bruins is now, the Bruins are up 3-0. So,
well, look at all these NBA series, too. They're all going to
seven games. Yeah.
They're all going to 7 games. I was expecting the meme to come out every time there's a NBA, something big happens in the NBA, there's a Michael Jordan meme. Because everybody assumes Michael Jordan's the greatest. I do. You know, there's an argument these days that maybe it's LeBron. But what I'm expecting was when that last second shot went in the other day, that won the game for the Toronto, I believe it was Toronto, was it? The Canadian NBA team. And they said it was the first time that a Game 7 NBA series had ever been decided on a last-second shot, like a buzzer beater. And
they
I was waiting.
Really took it down to the wire.
I was waiting for the meme to come out where it had Michael Jordan's face saying, "I never hit a buzzer beater in Game 7, ... because I never needed a Game 7.
That's funny.
Yeah. Well, I was just waiting for it. But
the Blues host Game 3 tonight and then Game 4 on Friday. And then something they're cool that they're doing for Game 5 is that they're hosting a watch party at the Enterprise Center for Sunday's game.
That's smart.
Yeah.
How do we get into that?
So this Sunday, the game starts at 2. So the doors are going to open at the Enterprise Center at 1. And they're just, it says, and the story I was reading says, expect a full in-game production as part of the whole experience. So opening videos, national anthem performance, you know, if it's like, it's like you're going to be at a game, you're just not watching it on the ice. It's going to be up, you know, on the Jumbotron. But they're going to open the Enterprise Center for a watch party. So it's $10. General admission, $5 if you're a season ticket holder. And it says proceeds from the ticket sales are going to benefit the Blues for Kids Foundation. So, and there's going to be concessions and all that good stuff.
That's insanely reasonable.
If you want to party with everybody and watch Game 5 together, the Enterprise Center is hosting a watch party, which is awesome.
Well, it's insanely smart on the part of the folks at the Enterprise Center,
but
right?
They could charge $50 and people would do that.
Gosh,
I mean,
yeah.
They could charge $100. Our city's excited.
And it's a bonus. I'm always thinking about who's going to make money on it. It's a bonus for the local parking lots, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
There would have been, right?
It's great for the St. Louis economy.
Yeah, it's great.
Win-win.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're getting $10 or $20 per car for people parking in your lot.
It's awesome.
That's ideal.
Yeah.
Did you hear as we went off the air yesterday, we announced that they had a threat at Channel 5 at KSTK.
Yes.
Denise brought us up to date on that right at the end of the show.
Good catch on that, by the way.
And McCaskill, It was a package addressed to Claire McCaskill. Somebody thought it smelled funny, which is kind of odd when you realize what it was. And then they cleared the building and brought the bomb squad in and people in outfits and all that. And it ends up, it was a roll of Trump toilet paper. Just the stuff you can buy on the internet. I might
Did it smell funny because there was something on the Trump toilet paper?
No. It was a package of Trump toilet paper for Claire McCaskill. I guess it's like a joke to jab at her that he's your president, whether you like it or not. Wipe your butt with him. I don't know what the joke was, but it was addressed to KSDK. And I'm trying to think to myself why, except for the fact that she is on MSNBC occasionally. And I would guess that if she's in St. Louis and they want her on to comment about something, they probably take her down here to the local NBC affiliate and put her up on the satellite. So somebody had probably seen a picture of Claire McCaskill with KSDK's newsroom in the background, and they decided that if they wanted to deliver a package to her, now that she doesn't have an office in Washington, that would be the place to do it. I'm just speculating.
Is Trump toilet paper insulting to conservatives or liberals? Or neither.
I don't know.
You could probably make an argument either way.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a roll of it back there on my desk that's got like donkeys on it, you know, like the sure. Democratic
yeah,
symbol
yeah, yeah,
on
yeah.
the toilet paper. So you can.
So whoever sent her that could have been in support of
could
what
have been.
She's doing.
They could have been a supporter yeah. of hers, or they never mentioned who sent it or whether they were investigating who sent it. You can bet they went out and knocked on somebody's door unless it didn't have a return address. I don't know. I think they were. Dusting it for fingerprints? Dusting, can you dust toilet paper?
Whoever said that was like, ooh, Claire's going to love this.
Like, oops.
And then everybody's like, Bob!
Evacuate the building!
It might have been a really bad idea.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
You know, I thought this was interesting. Florida is going to always be a battleground state in national elections these days. We just know that. It has been since 2000. It could go either way. The last gubernatorial election was fairly close, and a Republican won, but there was a Democrat who was just crazy left, and he challenged for the governor's office in Florida. That's kind of how Florida goes. But there's a radio station down there that has announced this. A guy owns three radio stations. Between now and 2020, he's going to run a 2-minute Donald Trump campaign speech every hour.
Huh.
On his three radio stations between now and the election in November of 2020.
Just on his own? Just decided to?
Yeah, it's Gulf Coast Media owns it. So they talked to the owner, and he said, Samuel Rogatinsky, that he's going to broadcast 2-minute snippets of Trump speeches every day. We ran it by a bunch of listeners, people in the area. Nobody's upset about it. This is Republican territory. So he's over on the Gulf Coast, apparently. One is a classic rock station, one's a country station, one's an adult hit station. None of these are talk stations.
Mm.
And a couple times a day, they're going to run a 2-minute clip of, every hour they're going to run a 2-minute clip of a Trump speech. And somebody said, well, what if another candidate complains? And he's like, well, I'll run a Bernie Sanders speech. Send me a Bernie Sanders speech. So he's offering to, I don't know if anybody will take him up on it.
But I think there's like feasible. Equal time, right? Doesn't he have to? I don't know how that works.
Yeah, I don't know either. Maybe since it's not officially campaign season yet, that doesn't sure. count.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.